Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight from it live.
I'm trying to get the hang of it.
Starring Jimmy Dinnigan. What do you mean you can't? You got a contract. Be quiet. This is called a squeeze play. All right, turn it up. Can hardly hear it. Give me more.
Okay.
And hear it.
Hold on.
Yeah, leave it like that.
Going back and forth.
You keep moving it, leave it in one place.
It was sitting on the phone, but
and your phone is all gobbled up. Same old stuff, man. You gotta get with this. In a sight. Follow it. Don't worry, Alice. I know how to get the raise and the promotion.
What are you gonna do, Ralph?
I'm gonna squeeze Mr. Marshall.
What?
That's right. He's in no position to squeeze me. I'm going to sneak up behind him and squeeze him.
He couldn't even get his arms around you, Ralph.
God, don't steam me, Alice. Don't steam me, because I'm already steamed. Well, I go in there tomorrow. I'm going to go up to Mr. Marshall and look him right in the eye and say, Mr. Marshall, as you know, I've been driving that bus for 16 years up and down Madison Avenue. Never had a raise or a promotion. Therefore, if you don't give me the raise and the promotion, I will be forced to take drastic action. Well, what do you mean, Crandon? Well, in other words, I've had another offer from another company to drive a laundry truck. A laundry truck? You don't know how to drive a laundry truck. Well, what's the difference? A bus, a laundry truck? Well, a laundry truck, you gotta have bubbles in the back. Bubbles? I don't want any bubbles. Now listen, what about the raise and the promotion? Well, I'm sorry, it's completely out. You can't have it. All right, you dirty bum. You leave me no choice.
What happened, Ralph?
Well, I pulled a squeeze on him, and he told me to take the job with the laundry, and I went down to the laundry garage, and they said, oh, we can't hire you.
What? You mean you lost your job?
I didn't lose my job. Temporarily laid off.
Temporarily? For how long?
Well, nobody knows that, Alice. That's a secret. That's like the U.S. government, see? It's all secret. You don't know. When they say you get back on the job there, that's when you get back on.
Well, what happened with the laundry truck?
Well, I went in there and
what was that?
Bubbles. Bubbles in my mouth, coming out of my ears and everything. I can't drive that truck. I'd rather deal with people with the wrong change than bubbles.
What are we gonna do, Ralph? I gotta get a job.
Ah, no, you don't. Well, you're my wife. You'll never work. I have my pride. Yeah, yeah, you got your pride there, Ralph, and you learn to swallow everything else. Why don't you swallow your pride? Get out! Squeeze play. All right, tonight on Inner Sight, oh, we got the original story of why. We got the original story of why there's so much constipation in the Army. Oh, wait till you hear this. Engineer, where are you? I don't know where she went. Anyway, Dinigan will be here later with his usual rhetoric. Louis will probably drop in. You know, get him to do some cucaracha or weird stuff.
Finally got it on.
And what else?
I don't know.
You got what?
I finally was able to turn on the mic. It wouldn't let me.
Oh, you were on before.
Yeah, I was, but it shut it off.
But the phone was gobbling.
Blackie. How's this one?
Give me some philosopher music in there, and the philosopher there.
Okay, let me look.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The disabled, friendly philosopher never gets a vacation.
I'm having trouble with this.
You're always having trouble. You never fix it. Can't you fix it?
I wish. It's not opening. I have to shut down and come back in.
You gotta find a way to remedy this stuff.
Yeah, but it's not my board and there's no engineers.
You're supposed to be the engineer. What do you mean there's no engineer?
I don't mean that. I don't mean it that way. Engineers that are from Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we don't have that. The money goes very fast over there. You hear it on the news, and they sent $35 billion to the Acarania, whatever it is. Acarania, where it rains all the time. Yeah. So why is it that when it's trouble in the United States, like with Florida, the politicians go down there, and there's no money. They don't bring the money. Why don't they write the checks while they're down there?
That's right.
You know. So if they give the people a little something extra, what's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
They probably owe most of them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it, folks. Joe goes to Florida. He's trying to help. And hurricane, they said, you know, down there, everybody's house blew away. Well, they don't make those houses good enough.
No, they don't.
You know, you want to buy a paper house? Hey, they sell them, you know.
Yeah.
Paper house. That's the latest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll cost you more than a regular brick house.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah. Now all the home builders are having trouble. Now what about down there in Florida? Now wait a minute. Aren't they going to have more business down there in Florida? They probably like the hurricane.
Mm.
Now they get a chance to build up all those houses. Well, why don't you make them right?
Mm-hmm.
See? Test the wind. 100 mile an hour wind, 150 mile, whatever it is. Test the wind and make sure the thing doesn't fall down.
Yeah, right.
That's what they should do. They got the wrong instruments, the wrong information, the wrong politicians, and the money in the wrong place. There it is, folks. That's the whole
we'll
assessment of the government by the disabled friendly philosopher.
Absolutely.
And a word to the wise. Don't depend on the government. Whatever happened to the old-fashioned way of building houses? Your friends come over, who does lumber, who does electricity, who does this, and they build your house, and you go and help build their house. The worst thing that happened was that the banks got involved, because they're too greedy.
Yeah.
They don't care about the people. All they care about is to get that payment. Mortgage. You know what mortgage means in Latin?
What?
Till you die. That's what it means, folks.
Till you die.
Till you die. You go to church and what does the priest go? Mortgage. You know, and then another priest in the back gets up and he goes, I can't pay my mortgage. That's what it means, folks. Morte. Morte means to die. You pay till you die.
That's right.
And if you can't pay, they go after your mother or your brother or somebody else.
They sure do.
All right, in a sight.
They wanted me to pay my
right
mother's
the money
bills. She passed away.
Well, I can't hear you. What?
I said they wanted me to pay my mother's bills even though she passed away. And I said, that's not the rules.
Yeah, and you don't even have a mortgage.
That's right. I have nothing.
That's even worse.
What? They're going to be taking the pot that I piss in. That's what they're going to do.
All right. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. The Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady.
Yes,
Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Email. Adopt an Akita. Hey, we got Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York. You buy a house, sell a house, get a good price. Call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. All right. I want to thank my good friend Allie for helping.
Yeah.
Maybe we straighten this stupid blog out.
Right.
So we'll go forward with that.
Yeah.
Inner Sight. And, Able News. Let's run the Able News right now. You got it?
Okay.
Hook it up.
Yeah, I just had to pull it up. Give me a second.
Wicked. What's that in the background I hear?
I don't know. What are you talking
voices.
About?
Voices. Come on, yeah.
Oh, it's probably
check all your stuff over there.
Yeah, nothing's coming out. I don't hear anything. All right.
There's a television in the background. You got to get rid of that. I told you a million times. You gotta learn.
Sorry, I didn't hear it. And I shut
Get
it
rid
off
of
before
that
I
television,
came in here.
Please.
I shut it off before I came in here, so I don't understand why it's back on. You know, hang on. Hold on.
All right, insight.
Mm-hmm.
Frolic.
Trying to press this stupid button for the.
Brought to you by. All right, quiet. Brought to you by Nobody Stop on Long Island.
Stop yelling.
631-484-3085. You talk to Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and medical when he is able to do it. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. You got the Able News?
Yes, I do. Here it is.
Well, let's hear it.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, in a site, we got to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Their next event is October 14th, Self-Advocacy Conference on the 14th. All right, Silo. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and all the Texas people, that the children that perished, along with
their teachers.
Can't think of that kid's name. What's that kid's name? Ollie Campbell.
I was just about to say
Ollie
that.
Campbell. You got to go on mute and get rid of that noise in the background, please.
Okay,
go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you to watch out for the beautiful children of the world. Right here on the Frolic. Jimmy Dinigan coming up. You never know what Dinigan's going to have. Oh, Louie's coming up. And we got Gabriel coming up with his latest fiasco, the Yard Detector. And we got, what else? Why the Army has so much constipation. All right. So let's see. The Yard Detector. Did you hear about this? Yeah, that's me. I detect. Do I detect a yard here? What do you mean? Do you detect a yard? How do you detect a yard? Well, first of all, you smell it. You smell it. What does it smell like? It's a combination of garbage cans, dead animals, and grass.
Ew.
What an aroma. Combination, see? It's the combination that makes it good. It's the combination that makes my job interesting. Because I can shovel up the dead animals, cut the grass, and smell the garbage. And you know what the best thing is about being a yard detector? What's that? I can get morbid. Morbid? What kind of a thing is that? Well, that's fun, you know. You see dead bodies around. I mean, you can't get better than that. That's disgusting. You mean to tell me you You like dead bodies? Oh yeah, I was going to be an anatomical scientist. Anatomical scientist. Now listen, stop talking like that. Now come on, well, you're going to clean up this yard or what? Oh yeah, wait a minute. Why don't I come back? You got any dead bodies you can put? Oh, shut up. We need a couple of dead bodies in this yard to spurse it up a little bit. You know, make it more interesting. Oh, and if you got any blood left over, that's even better. Blood left over. What are you, a maniac or something? Just clean up the yard, will you? Wait a minute. What's that in the garbage? What's that sticking out in the garbage? I don't know. Somebody put a carcass in there. Is that a real carcass or is that fake? I don't know. That's your job. Let me know. Oh, let's see. I gotta examine that. Let's see. Somebody's playing a game with you. That's fake. I like the real ones. Like the real ones. Who's this guy? Oh, that's my helper. What's his name? Cheyenne. Yeah. Yeah, don't mind my brother. He's a crazy maniac. He likes dead bodies. One time, I took him down to the city morgue, and I couldn't get him out. He didn't want to go home. And he said to the guy, he said, "Can I spend the night here?" The guy said, "What? You can't stay here. You have to be excremated." Who? Excremated? Oh. I mean, I wouldn't mind. Can I? I'm kind of tired. Can I lie down on one of those tables? No. Now get out of here. They threw him out. Who has fun going to a morgue other than Gabriel?
Not me.
Gabriel's the only one I know of. Oh yeah, that. Gee, hey, you know, yeah, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I could be a yard detector at the morgue. I wonder if they put any bodies out back. You know, Gabriel, you're a maniac. You know that? Stop talking like that. You're gonna get in big trouble. Come on, you better clean up this yard. I can't clean it up. Why not? There's no dead bodies. Get out of here. Dead bodies. All right, in a sight. And, oh, let me get the number for that. Third eye insight. Insight. You want to have some fun and stay in shape? Yeah. Get with the third eye insight, my buddy Devin Fernandez. 631-445-3464. Learn how to protect yourself. Yeah. Everybody should know about that. All right, third eye insight. Check them out. Inner Sight Frolics. And we got Dinigan. We got Louie hanging around. What else we got? We got, now we have an exclusive news story that you won't hear anywhere else. Now, this is, by the way, this story is authentic. This fact that we're going to tell you is true.
Mm-hmm.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Dum-de-dum-dum. Will you cuss that out? All right. And we take you now to the Army Barracks. in Castlewana, Pennsylvania, where the sergeant is addressing a very important problem in the U.S. Army known as constipation. Will you cut the, what's the matter with you? All right, men. No. All right, no. Line up, line up. Now, there'll be no carousing.
Carousing?
And don't be going after dark, chasing no girls either. Sarge, I can't chase girls. Why not? What's the matter with you? I can't go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's what we're going to talk about, Mulligan. Now listen. Just stand at attention. I can't stand up straight. My belly's too fat. What kind of an army is this? Get down there and give me 25 push-ups. Now. Now, in accordance with the latest medical jargon, by the way, there's a way to overcome constipation. It's called the Perini procedure.
What?
Perini, that's right. That's what it's called. and we have a special appearance here today by Dr. Stanley, who's going to explain it more better than I could. All I am is a drill sergeant. I'm not a doctor, but I know that Perini works because I tried it. Now, by the way, before the doctor comes out, everybody drop your pants.
What?
we drop our pants? What the hell kind of thing is that, Sergeant? Well, we're going to get a good demonstration of the Perini procedure. Now, do as I say. That's an order. Drop your pants. It's cold out here. My ass is cold. Never mind your ass. Just drop your pants. Now, here, Dr. Stanley. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sergeant Farisi. And hello, men. Hello, it's good to see you. Will you cut that out? Don't address the men like that. They don't want to see you. They're all standing here with their pants down. Now get to it. Sorry, I couldn't see them. What do you mean you couldn't see them? Well, I'm almost totally blind, you know. never mind. Now, just get to it. Well, all right. The Perini procedure has been proven that it works because all over the Scandinavian countries, you'll see people walking down the street with one hand on their ass. Now, why is that? The Perini procedure was invented by a Dr. Perinus.
There you
Perinus
go.
Perini. Now that's easy to remember, isn't it? Perinus Perini. Will you cut that out and tell them what it is? Well, you see, there's a little gland in your ass. Behind your ass, it's right near the anus.
Oh.
Dr. Stanley, where's the anus? Ain't that in Pennsylvania? Well, you, that's not in Pennsylvania, you dope. That's in your ass.
It is, sadly.
The anus is not in Pennsylvania. It's in your arms.
You're crazy.
Now, No, no. Doctor, please. No. When you're walking down the street, see, and nobody's looking, take your right hand or your left hand and
up your butt.
Stick it in your ass, right near your anus. A sergeant, Dr. Stanley, when I go to the anus, can I get chew fly pie? Get him out.
Oh, my, no.
Woo! Oh, man. The anus. Woo! Oh, man. But according to a doctor online, you know, that really works.
What, if you put your hand in a certain place?
Not in, right near the tip of the scrotum.
Yeah.
And just before you get to your rectum, you feel it.
Oh.
You feel it. You manipulate that gland. And
yeah,
you'll feel the feces.
Ooh.
Coming out, you know, once it, getting ready to come out. That's a medical fact. All right, men, pull your pants up.
And get your clothes back on.
Woo!
Yeah.
It is side. How do I know it works? I tried it. It works.
I'm going to try it. What can I say?
It's the
it won't
cure
help
for
lady,
constipation that the doctors don't want you to know about.
Right? I don't blame you. They want to make money.
Inner sight, frolic. Dinigan's coming up. Is Louie on the line?
Let me take a look. All right, give me a second. Louie, where are you? Are you there? Also, we have Anthony, but first Louie. Yeah, Louie's there.
Anthony's listening, right?
Yeah, he's listening. We got Louie.
Yeah. Let's get Louie on Inner Sight Live. Don't forget, folks, it's called the Perini gland. Discovered by Dr. Perinus.
Louie's here.
Inner Sight Live. Frolic. Yo.
Hello, Frank Perino.
Hey.
Suzanne.
I heard that, Frank. I heard you say that pants down stuff. I heard it.
Yeah,
it made me laugh.
You heard that, huh? Hey, Lou, let me ask you a question. It's a very serious question now.
Sure, I'll listen to your question. Go ahead.
Yeah, think about it before you answer. You ever get constipation?
Oh, constipation? What does it mean? I got back pain, my leg pain, my foot pain.
No. That means you can't go to the bathroom. It won't come out.
What do you mean it won't come out? I go to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom. Nothing wrong with the constipation.
Oh, good. You go every day?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Well, that's when you
gotta... I'm a girl flirter, Frank Perino. I'm a girl flirter.
You got to massage the Perini gland.
Yeah.
And how do you do it?
Oh, if I get the right lotion, so I can get a rub down.
Oh, there you
that's
go.
It.
Not baby oil, no thank you.
Aw.
Yeah, so, who's the latest celebrity to get drunk?
You, no. Sorry.
I don't drink.
Neither do I, so that's why we said that.
Yeah,
hello,
but
Connie
that guy...
and Chrissy. Hello,
yeah.
Connie and Chrissy, this is Love Drops, Louie Rivera talking on the line. You got two pretty ladies, Connie and Chrissy, on a Saturday night from 11 to midnight on a Saturday night, man. I'm telling you, Connie and Chrissy, you're a good guest. Good name of the show was Date Night, and told the story of how you flirt with a man and ladies together. You're dancing on the floor. We talk and give some a little drink, and everything going on at the same time. Yep. But don't worry about it, Connie and Chrissy. We'll take good care of you. I'll watch your TV on Saturday night from 11 to midnight, called Date Night on Public Access. We'll have a good time. I'm going to be girl flirting and talking and get it on and everything.
And while they're doing that, they can massage the perineus. The perineal gland. Hey, did you hear about that guy? Says, I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't curse. And he says, oh, damn, I left my cigarettes in the bar.
Yeah.
You hear about that guy? Yeah. Oh, how about, you know what? I wonder what happened during the pandemic with this guy. They call him the Naked Cowboy. You ever see him?
In the city, yeah.
Yeah, Naked Cowboy. Is he still out there? Anybody hear about him?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Still out there, right?
Yeah.
What's he doing in the wintertime?
I don't know, but he's there.
He's got automatic, he's got heaters.
In his body?
Yeah, he's got to hook up the heaters.
Yeah, of course you do.
You know? Naked Cowboy. I never met that guy, but he's a character.
I did. By accident.
Oh, you met him?
Yeah, I was on my way to work, and he was standing near there.
What did he say to you? Anything?
Oh, hello. That was his answer.
Oh.
Ooh,
now, what
hello.
Did he do? He plays,
sorry.
Plays the guitar?
Plays the guitar, walks around, hands out little leaflets about what he does, things like that.
Oh. That's pretty cool. Hey, Louie.
Yeah, listen. Talk to Louie Rivera.
That's what you ought to do. You ought to be the naked bongo player.
Right.
I don't do that in public. No, I'll put my boxers on.
You put your boxes on with the T-shirt.
Yeah.
And you play the conga drum. And you're talking Spanish.
Yeah, I'm talking Spanish. This week and tomorrow is my father's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Happy birthday to the senior.
Yeah.
91 years old.
91. Tell him, oh, God bless him.
What are you doing for his birthday? You going to go out?
Maybe I'm going to be drinking with my father.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll go out if it's going to hope the weather's okay. It's going to rain tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what they say. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, take senior out.
Yeah.
Have a nice time,
Hey, Frank, I was listening to one of the Alan Sherman recordings.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
My son the nut and my son the folk singer and my son the celebrity.
Oh, how's it go? How's it go, do you know?
Alayetta always sit together, and Ben Casey and Con on Sunday News. December Bride TV Guide. Alayetta always sit together, and the real McCoy's on Channel 2. He watches TV, the love drops, he KK. Connie and Chrissy, Louis Rivera, Connie and Chrissy, I watched Date Night. He walked down the street, he came, what are you doing, Louis? And gave him a drink,
Hey, that's pretty cool. Hey, Louie, what's your father's favorite song in Spanish? Do they have one?
Tito Puente.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tito Puente. Okay, so give us
Tito Puente.
Tito's most famous song. What was it?
Yeah.
Ran can can para baratiri.
Oh, yeah. How's that
Mambo
go?
In.
Oh. Which one did we Happy birthday to Louis Senior.
Yeah.
Hey Lou, can you imitate Tony Bennett? He's about the same age as your father.
Yeah,
he's not. He don't sing anymore.
He doesn't?
No.
Yeah, he retired from singing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his last concert.
Yeah.
What was the big song in there?
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Yeah. How'd that go?
I left my heart in San Francisco, high on the hill, it closed to me. As your little cable cars, I halfway through the stars. The morning fire, made through the air, I don't care. I always be in San Francisco. Right on the hill, then when you see, when I come home to you, Love Drop City, your golden sun will shine for me.
All right. Tony
yeah.
Bennett, and he's in his 90s too.
Yeah.
So listen, Lou.
Yeah.
What would you do if somebody stole the swab?
Oh, the swab?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's for tickling people's feet.
Yeah.
And
what
cute.
If somebody stole it?
No, I'll go get it.
There you go.
You going to chase them down the street?
Yeah.
We can eat
that.
Yeah.
And also, they got to wear lipstick.
Lipstick?
Lipstick.
I wouldn't put
with
my lipstick
swab.
On anybody.
Yeah, I know. Lipstick, any flavor you want, give it to Connie and Chrissy.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
Louis
yeah,
Rivera,
right.
don't steal Louis' swab.
No lipstick.
You know, it's like that Elvis song. You can do anything but stay off of my blue suede shoes. Remember that one?
I love blue suede
yeah.
shoes. That's like one of my favorite songs of Elvis.
You can do anything but stay away from Louis Schwab.
Instead of blue suede shoes.
Right, Lou?
Yeah. I want for money, you for the show. You got Rayman, go, well, don't you? Step on my blue suede shoes.
There you go.
You can do anything off of my blue suede shoes.
He sounds like him.
Hey, that's pretty good.
That is pretty
good. Yeah, that's right. Huh? Yeah. I call you on a Friday night, and I'm doing Connie and Chrissy, Rosanna, Dana, and many more. Make sure you tune in next Friday at the same time from 8 to 9 on the Blog Talk Radio Frawlies, starring Zen and Frank Perino live.
There you go.
844 New York. Frolic.
Thanks. 8:44 de la noche. El radio del Block Radio with Italiano de Frank Ferino.
Italiano Frank Ferino, that's cool.
Si.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Frank, when is Louis Rivera's honoring Louis Rivera? In the future or months?
As soon as we get back in the studio, you're going to come in there with the conga drum.
Yeah.
I got to bring four conga drums.
Yeah.
Four congas.
All right.
You bring them with you.
Yeah, you got small, big bass, and medium size.
Yeah, and we'll set it up, and we'll honor Louis, because you deserve it.
Yeah, he does.
All right, in a sight, Frolic, Jimmy Dinigan coming up.
Hey, guys, have a good weekend. I love
you. You too, Louis.
Yeah,
hey,
and tell your dad
Frank
happy birthday.
And Suzanne.
Take care. Oh,
love
you. Take care. I love you too, Louis. Be careful.
All right, in a sight.
Bye-bye.
Around the world.
Bye-bye.
With the Frolic.
Wait, Louis, hang
that
up.
That Frolic's beating up Matt Riddle. I don't like Seth freaking. Well, he's the one. Oh, that Seth Rollins gonna be dead meat. He's gonna beat his boy.
What's he saying?
I'm sorry, Matt. Hit roll.
I can't close.
All right, clear the board. Clear the board.
I can't close. Won't let me. Does he realize that?
What happened to every job?
I can't close it.
What the problem?
All right, Inner Sight.
All right.
And Jimmy Dinigan, you know, always, Dinigan, I don't know why it always happened, but Dinigan always got in trouble. You know, like the time he didn't like tuna fish. He hated tuna fish.
He did, right.
He liked peanut butter. You know?
Oh, I like that too.
So one time he came, we used to eat lunch at our desk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A little easier than having 15 blind people go down to the lunchroom. By the time you get down there and find what your, you know, damn lunch hour is over, you know.
That's right.
So we'd write at the desk, and Jimmy opens up his lunchbox, see? And to his horror, what does he find? Tuna fish. He goes like that. He yells, he screams, and Miss Moss says, "Jimmy, what's the matter? What's the matter? Jimmy, what are you doing?" "Miss Moss, I can't stand it. It's gonna give me the." The bugs and the creepies are going to get bugs. "What are you talking about? My mother gave me tuna. I hate my mother." "Jimmy, don't say that. That's horrible. I hate my mother," he kept saying.
Again.
"I don't want to go home. It's more. I hate my mother. Give me tuna fish."
So he takes the tuna fish sandwich
and goes in the garbage.
In his hand, and, you know, he's walking up and down the classroom trying to smell other people's lunches to see who might have peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he goes to Joe McElroy, you know, the drummer. You know, Joe was always
tapping his hand.
Even when he ate, one hand he'd eat with and the other hand he'd drum with. You know?
Yeah.
"Hey, Joe, you got peanut butter?" And Joe says, "Jimmy, get away from me. Get that dirty sandwich away."
"You're
not dirty."
And meantime, the sandwich is falling all over the floor. Up and down the classroom. One kid gets up and slips. Miss Mars screaming,
geez.
"What? Jimmy, sit down!" You know. And he's with the tuna fish. By the time he finishes the whole class, half the tuna fish is on the floor. So she, now she's got to call housekeeping
to clean it.
You know, to clean the floor.
Yeah.
And he finally gets to one of the kids. I forget who it was. And he smells
peanut butter.
He gets a whiff of peanut butter.
Uh-oh.
Well, he goes cuckoo. I never saw Jimmy. Jimmy goes into a frenzy, you know.
Here's my tuna fish.
And he takes the tuna fish and he flings it at the kid. And the kid's yelling, screaming, "Oh, you take my lunch!" And Jimmy takes the peanut butter sandwich and he runs across the room to his seat. And he doesn't eat it right away. He hides it. He's saving up the sandwich. And when everybody puts their lunch away,
mm-hmm.
he sneaks. And now he's eating his, and Miss Ma's freaking out. So Jimmy's in trouble again.
Trouble again is right.
Oh, I got peanut butter and jelly. Oh. Oh, look. Look, everybody. Jimmy, sit down. Lunchtime is over. Yeah, but I couldn't eat. I got sick. You didn't get sick.
You're a nuisance.
Yeah, I'm a nuisance when I gotta eat tuna fish. I hate that tuna fish. I don't want to. Why don't they get rid of tuna fish? Why don't they go in the store and take all the cans and just throw them?
They'll put you in reform school. You'll be locked up. You can hurt people like that.
No, I won't throw them at people. I'll throw them at the windows.
Oh.
At the window.
Sit down.
So that's how Dinnigan got in trouble that day because he didn't like tuna fish. And then he gave Miss Marr a hard time because when the bus came, take him home, he didn't want to get on the bus.
Oh, my.
He was standing there outside the school and they're trying to get him on the bus. Finally, Mr. Kramer came out.
Oh, Mr. Kramer. Are you going to get on the bus? No, I'm not getting on the bus, Jimmy. You're supposed to get on the bus. No, I can't get on the bus because I'm in big trouble. I took my tuna fish sandwich and smeared it all over the classroom. I'm in big trouble. My mother's going to kill me.
So Kramer tries to convince him. You know, now listen, Jimmy. You have to go home. You can't stay here. The school is going to be all locked up. It'll be dark out here. And it gets cold at night.
I want to go home. I got to Mr. Kramer, will you go on the bus with me and explain to my mother?
I can't do that, but I'll call her.
You call my mother?
Yeah, I'll call her and tell her you're on the bus and that you made a mess.
I made a mess. With the tuna fish. Yeah. How come the whole class smells like fish now?
Did you drop the whole sandwich?
I'll give you one guess. Now go ahead, because I have to go in the classroom and mop the floor myself. the maintenance people refuse to clean up the mess.
Oh, Mr. Kramer, you're going to mop the floor? You want me to help you? No, 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 Jimmy, please, don't help me. Don't help me. Well, I'm good at mopping floor. See, you know how I mop the floor? I take the bucket full of water, and we're filling the water, and instead of using the mop, I throw the water all over the floor, and then I mop it up. Jimmy! You'll cause a flood that way. I don't mind a couple of floods. It's fun, and you can play fireman. You, Mr. Kramer, you want to play fireman with me? Get on that bus. Fireman. We make believe we got the hose and the water's all on the floor, and you got to walk in the woods, psh, 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 like that. And you're a fireman.
Get on that bus before I have a heart attack.
Oh, don't have a heart attack. I got to, well, I get my doctor's kit out. Get on that bus.
Oh, boy.
So he finally gets on the bus. Kramer had to mop the floor.
Woo!
Oh,
Kramer,
man,
wasn't happy for sure.
No. But I tell you, we had some times in that school. I don't know how Jimmy never got expelled.
Hi, sorry.
He never got thrown out of school. He got suspended once or twice. But and he didn't want to get suspended again because he had to be home with his mother. He didn't want that. So it wasn't the suspension that got him. It was being home with
his mom. Right?
Got him. Well, you know what? She was probably just like him.
Yeah, she was. Probably.
All right, in the sight, frolics. Now look out for the mini hurricane over the weekend.
Mini hurricane.
This is the mini version, see?
Yes, it is. Hopefully it doesn't get any bigger.
Watch, tomorrow you won't get a drop of rain. Watch this. Have you noticed lately that the weather people have not been able to tell the weather?
Yeah.
Every time they say it's going to rain, it never does.
Or
you get
vice
a little
versa.
Spurt.
Every
time
they said it's going to be sunny out, it's vice versa.
A little sprinkle. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always believe, you know, they ought to have a couple of good animals in the weather center.
I bet you they do.
Tell the weather better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in a sight. Hope you had a little fun. We'll be with you Monday, Matt or Glad, and thank you to all our friends. In a sight. Means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. And remember, if you get constipated, make believe you're in the army and do the Perini.
Oh, jeez.
The Perini movement. Invented by Dr. Perini. So get out of here. Get him out of here. Perini, if you see a bunch of people outside with their pants down, you'll know why. Get out. Get them out. Woo! In a sight. Goodbye. Whoa!
Goodbye, everybody. Good night.